speaking to Arno Tonis about this year, the Motocross the Nations, and also the signing with CLS Kawasaki. Arno, just tell me, obviously you started the year with injury. Can you just explain your year quickly for me?
Yeah, I mean, I started the season pretty well, like the pre-race, like the race before the GPs went pretty good for me. I had a good result, and I felt really good. I felt like I was ready, and I mean, I just went injured in the British Championship 1 week before the first GP, so it was really tough for me to get injured at this time before it even started, so like it all looked off, but you know, I was still focused on being back, and I tried to do well, and I went back like two months after, but I never could find really my my rhythm and my physical condition. Like my wrist wasn't so good, and I had some problem with arm pump and everything, so I did a few GPs, and then I needed to get an operation on my arms. So did that, and then went back after and did the last GPs, and finally get a podium on the last one. But I never had the feeling like I was back in my level. Yeah. So that was pretty much.
What how difficult is that coming back? Because obviously your pace was pretty good when you did come back, but obviously your condition wasn't probably that great.
Yeah.
How difficult?
Definitely. Laps, but I felt like after 10 minutes I couldn't like handle the bike because it was so bad with my arms, and you know, when it comes like that, you start to think about what have you done wrong. I mean, I thought my training was really well, but I wasn't able to keep the pace for a moto, and so I went for that operation, and they said that I really needed to do that on my arms because it was bad. So after that I had 2 weeks break, and again I needed to build it up, and I think it finally comes better on the last round. I felt like my condition was better. I could go I could push till the end of the race, and you know, it felt good, but obviously it was the last one, so it was a bit late.
Yep. Obviously the Motocross the Nations, that was a big disappointment for you. Can you just explain how that went from you know, before the accident?
Yeah, I mean, an explanation, we all know it's just a race that there's the magic around, and it's a great feeling to be part of it, but I mean, it's hard to explain because I felt like I didn't made anything wrong. I mean, just had a small crash, and it wasn't secondary, so I mean, with all the riders and everything, I think Concalva seen my leg, and it just broke, but you know, there's nothing about it. I mean, I was ready for it. I felt good on the 450, and it just happened. So it seems like there was a lot of bad luck this year, and now I just have to look forward.
Yep. Tell me, it looked like you were going to ride for Steve Dixon's team. that ended up not happening, and you signed for CLS. How was that all? Because obviously you had a good relationship with Steve, and he gave you an opportunity. Was it a bit difficult? Was it a difficult period? I mean, I spoke to Steve today, and he was a bit disappointed, obviously. Was it difficult for you?
I mean, I think it was the hardest time for me, leave from Steve. I mean, like you said, we had a great relation, and I mean, you know, it was the hardest thing for me. It was to put out my feelings and see really what was the best for me. And I mean, if I just was staying on the feelings, for sure I wouldn't leave Steve. But there was a few things that that wasn't good for me, like on the contract, and a few things that has not been totally respect, but I don't want to complain on Steve, you know, because he's done a lot for the sport, and, you know, he's involved on the GPs and everything, and sometimes it's not easy to do a lot of things like that, like he does. But, I mean, I made my decision to go to Kawasaki, pretty late, because, I mean, it took some time for me to really make this step, because, like I said, it was tough to leave Steve, and and, you know, now life goes on, but for sure it's been a tough moment for me. Before the nation, when I took my decision, Steve was, you know, he was disappointed, and I for sure understand that. But I think, like, I really made the decision for my future, and I feel like it was better for me.
What about next year's calendar? I mean, there's a lot of races for outside of Europe. Are you excited about the calendar for next year? Because there are a lot of nice tracks.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's good. I think it's going to be tough for the teams. Like, it's a lot of budget to go all around the world. But as a rider, I think it's fun. You know, we're gonna ride on new tracks, like new atmosphere. It's gonna be different, like weather and everything. We have to get used to that pretty quick, and I think it's different things that's gonna make the championship more exciting.
Yep. What last question? What sort of preparation do you have now? Obviously, you have to recover from your injury, but how's that all gonna work? And when do you know what sort of preparation you'll make for the GPs?
Condition. I had a green light to start swimming, so it's a good feeling for me to at least do some sports, because I really hate to stay and do nothing. So I can already build up my physical condition, and I hope I can be back on the bike all of December, and maybe late in January. And after that, it's gonna be all quick, you know. It starts in March, so I'll have two and a half months to be ready. But I think that it's gonna be good anyway.
Okay, thanks very much.